Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining us here on the show to talk about last night's Game 5 victory by Golden State is Adam Kaufman, my friend from WBZ News Radio in Boston and also host of his own Boston Celtics podcast. Mr. Kauf, good morning.
Is it? I mean,
yeah,
really?
Not. Yeah.
Is it good?
For you, maybe not. I don't know. This is a rough one. A 9 p.m. start time, and then by the end of it, you got nothing yet again out of the fourth quarter. How do you explain how bad the Celtics have been offensively in the last two fourth quarters?
Well, what's really interesting is typically we've come to expect that in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And obviously what happened last night was, the ultimate turn that on its head. You know, they were terrible really throughout the first half, only had 39 points, and then all of a sudden turned the world on fire in that third quarter and should have had an even bigger advantage than they did, except you had that bank three at the end of the quarter to give Golden State the lead again in the fourth quarter. I don't know. I think it's a combination of things. I mean, I truly do think, and I'm not excusing it because this is not, you know, something you do excuse. At this point in the year, you need to be able to guard against this. Everybody's in the same position. I think the Celtics, the last two fourth quarters, have looked like a team that's just run out of gas. You know, they haven't had the stamina to keep up with the Warriors for whatever reason. And it's really ironic because they are the younger team, like considerably younger, but they just have not had their legs, and that leads to more sloppiness, more carelessness. I think they really get in their own heads. I think they play like a team that's doing this for the first time, as opposed to obviously a Golden State club that's there for the sixth time in 8 years. They cower in some ways for whatever reason. I don't get it, especially because, you know, if you go back to game one, when the Celtics won that game and stole that game in the fourth quarter, specifically in San Francisco, That to me was, you know, entering the series, I didn't know what to expect, truly. Like, I felt just definitively, all right, Boston's better than Brooklyn. Boston's better than Milwaukee. Boston's better than Miami. And I didn't know what to feel going into this series against Golden State. And then you watch that fourth quarter, and it was, okay, all right, we have something here. And now, like you said, these last two fourth quarters, the Celtics have not just, they haven't remotely looked like themselves.
How much criticism does Jason Tatum get for all of those fourth quarter woes?
A ton. I mean, it's not, you know, single-handedly on him, and it's also just not the fourth quarter. I mean, he has played not nearly at the superstar level that people would like to put him at over the course of the series. The shooting splits really, really good the first three rounds of the playoffs. Here in this one, I know he went 10 out of 20 last night, but throughout this particular series, it's just weird. He's shooting really well from three, like basically 50% from three, and the guy can't buy it too. And he's just playing a much more passive game. You know, when he puts his head down, does drive to the basket, he's foul hunting. You know, it's not like he's trying to, you know, really hit good shots. He's just trying to get hacked and get to the free throw line where he struggled. He went 2 out of 6 last night. They're not good shots. It's just looking for contact, and it's resulted in, when he doesn't get the contact, a ton of missed layups, just missed bunnies all over the place here in this series. Or, you know, he's like, this guy is fire. He's lights out taking step back jumpers, mid range shots from two, and he's just gone away from him. It's either, you know, drive to get hit or take a three. And I don't know what it is, but he's shooting, I don't know, in the ballpark of 28, 30%, maybe not even from two here in this series. And that's just, it's not good enough. It's not nearly good enough. And yes, he's rebounding the ball. He's been a good facilitator. He's spreading the ball around. So at least it's not like early in Tatum's career where if he wasn't scoring, he wasn't doing anything. He's still impacting winning, as Brad Stevens would say. He's still giving you, you know, some bright spots. But they needed, if you will, the Jason Tatum game last night. And him not even taking a shot the first half of the first quarter and barely taking any attempts in the fourth quarter, not enough.
Yep. It's a good way to put it. They needed a Jason Tatum game, and they did not get it, and that's why the Warriors are up 3-2. Adam Kaufman from WBZ News Radio in Boston, also the host of Celtics Beat, joining us this morning on the show. How much credit does Andrew Wiggins get for harassing Jason Tatum defensively in this series?
A ton. You know, you mentioned it. Wiggins is really rewriting his legacy, you know, from a guy viewed as you know, first the one LeBron traded for Kevin Love way back at the very beginning, and then obviously, you know, potential was he a first overall bust, and now he's on the cusp. He's one win away from being an NBA champion, and not just being a champion, but being a huge part of it. He has been terrific these last two games, and he was the star last night on a night that Curry was off and didn't make a three for the first time in 233 games or whatever it is. So Wiggins has been really sharp offensively, and the Celtics, for whatever reason, haven't had an answer for him. And yes, defensively, you know, the Warriors, not unlike the Celtics, they switch. They keep things as fresh as they possibly can, but he has just tormented Jason Tatum. He's not giving him any space. Tatum isn't doing enough to take the space. The thing is, like Kendrick Perkins, who you've probably had on your show, is ranting and raving about this all over television. You know, Andrew Wiggins can't beat Jason Tatum. Like, it just, that can't be how it happens. And that's exactly what has happened two straight games. Andrew Wiggins has outplayed Jason Tatum directly, you know, overall in the game and in their matchup. And if Tatum, you know, wants a solid, I'm not saying these are his words, but obviously it's how he feels, how he thinks. If Jason Tatum wants us to say he's a top five player or a top 10 player in the NBA, you can't have Andrew Wiggins doing this to you at this stage. This isn't Curry. This isn't Draymond. This isn't Clay. All these guys that have been there before. It's Andrew Wiggins who's there for the first time, just like you.
That's a good point. So the crowd in Boston was incredible in Games 3 and Games 4. Mm-hmm. Coming back to Boston in Game 6, now they trail the series 3-2. Do we expect the same energy and hope and volume coming up on Thursday night, or is this going to be slightly turned down because it's, the series might be over?
Well, personally, I'm a little more interested to see if Scott Foster's the official in Game 6,
okay,
as I expect, versus, you know, what the Celtics crowd is going to be. I'll tell you this, and I will get back to your question, but as soon as the news broke yesterday that Adam Silver entered health and safety protocols, my first reaction is, this thing is going 7. Because there's no way he's missing that trophy presentation. There's no way. So this thing is absolutely going 7 games, you know, to give him time to get out of protocols. But going back to what you were talking about, I think the Garden's going to be nuts. I think it's going to be an incredible atmosphere. Will it be as incredible as if you go into the game up 3-2? Of course not. I mean, there's always going to be that little, you know, just aura and energy in the building of, man, like, you know, it's not just us. The Larry O'Brien trophy's here too, and like, we could see a champ at the end of the night, and you know, they won at home back in 08, and like, this could happen again. This could be incredible. So you're always going to have that energy for sure. But absent that, Celtics fans, one, are an incredibly, almost to a fault, forgiving fan base. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, fans are going to go into that one trying their best to will the Celtics back to San Francisco. And even though I thought Boston would win last night, I also thought Boston would lose Game 6, and this thing was inevitably going to go 7. So now I guess I just have to go with the reverse. I really, you know, I do think the Celtics are going to win this one.
Adam Kaufman joins us this morning here on the show, sports director of WBZ News Radio in Boston, host of Celtics Beat as well, all over the seas. Kauf, always good to catch up with you, brother. Thanks so much.
I hope the next time it's after a win.
There you go. Adam Kaufman joining us this morning here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.